For the sermonette today, I thought about the current conflict within our society between police and some, I wouldn't say a majority or even a substantial minority, but there is a conflict within our society between police and some segments of the society. I thought I should begin with a personal disclaimer. I'll explain maybe a little bit about that in a minute. I am apolitical. You know what that means? That means if you're a something, it means you don't really involve yourself in it. So I am not involved in anything political, but I am observing what's going on and commenting on it and trying to develop in myself and maybe share with you some of the principles that we should exhibit in our attitude toward the police and toward things that are going on around us as we watch, you know, in different places, people burning cities and attacking the authorities in those cities. But I'm not having any intention in this sermonette of influencing anyone to vote for or against any issue. I plead guilty to being highly opinionated, but I don't involve myself in the politics of operating or selecting a government. Opinionated, yes. Guilty as charged, but I try to keep my opinions within the instructions from the Bible. And I do sometimes state those maybe more to him than some others. But here, my political involvement. The last time I voted, as far as I can remember, was 1960. I voted for John F. Kennedy at the time for the President of the United States. I'm not positive that I didn't vote in 64, but I don't remember having done so. But that's a long time to remember things, I guess. We were baptized in 1968. So since that time, there has been no more voting, although the church leaves that somewhat up to the individual to determine. Tiptoeing around the objectives that we are taught to have when we give a sermonette. Our objective is to warm up the audience and get their mind on spiritual things. So I'm trying to do that with this subject as well. And what I want to do, even though we realize this is a very emotional issue, and for that reason I'm a little bit concerned that it's maybe not the most appropriate subject for a sermonette if I'm supposed to be warming up the audience and getting their mind on spiritual things, but I'm going to try to fulfill that objective. Let's consider what would be a proper attitude for a true Christian, as I speak to true Christians here, toward the police. Let's just recognize the context of the situation that we're in and the fact that the police often have different objectives than we have. There's kind of an inherent conflict between us from time to time. I'll give you an example of that. There was a time probably, I don't know, like 4 or 5 years ago now, the Holloways were in the car with Hazel and I, And we're going down the road somewhere, probably to a baseball game. That's where we usually be going, unless it's basketball season, of course, or soccer season. Anyway, it was on the four lane, and cars were coming in both directions. And we passed a police car, and the police car is obviously timing people coming in the other lane. So as we passed a police car, some oncoming cars, I flashed my lights at them. The police car came after me. And he pulled me over, and he said, "What are you doing flashing your lights?" So at that point, I had a chance to either tell the truth or lie. I said, "Well, I was warning oncoming cars that there was a speed trap in front of me." He didn't take that very kindly. He wrote me a ticket, and I didn't know they had a law that forbids me from telling people to obey the law. Because what I'm doing is I'm just warning those people, obey the law. And I wasn't aware that they had written laws to do that. Well, my view was I was admonishing oncoming drivers to obey the law. Policeman's view is an inherent conflict. I was preventing him from doing his job. Today, in our society, we have a significant minority who want to defund the police. There's a civil conflict, and there's all kinds of accusations of racial bias and worse. I'm not imagining if that applies to us, except to notice that we're living in that society. And there are times when all of us will be tested on our attitudes. And so let's think about what the Bible has to say and the attitudes that we have. Romans chapter 13. Let's spend the rest of the sermon at time on this particular section of scripture, because it does instruct us on how we are to be subject to the police and to other higher powers. So let's look at some points here about the attitude that we should have. Verse 1 of Romans 13, it says, "Let every soul be subject to the higher powers." Now, it doesn't explain too much more about who the higher powers are here, but there were at that time in the Roman Empire a mechanism whereby the law was enforced. And so that's the context in which Paul is writing this. And I have a feeling that in the Roman Empire, the hand of the law was a little bit more forceful than it is in our society today. Our attitude being addressed here. Let every soul be subject to the higher powers. There is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. And so it is essentially saying to us, if we run into a situation with the police, as I read this, and I think we all probably have at one time or another, and probably will again if we live very much longer, going to encounter some conflict of interest with the police or some rule of law which they're enforcing upon us. Verse 2, whosoever resists the power, resists the ordinance of God. So if we're going to be obedient to God and we're going to obey God's law, then it says we're not to resist the power. And they that resist shall receive to themselves, it says, damnation. I don't know if that's a good translation or not. I thought in terms of that this morning, and I think maybe I should research that word because we think of damnation as meaning eternal punishment, don't we? Is it saying that if we resist, we'll receive eternal punishment, or we're subject to receiving something less than eternal punishment? For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Will you then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and you shall have praise of the same. I might think that Paul is speaking in context of what generally happens, but you're not always going to have praise just because you did well. And of course, the obvious situation that exists is sometimes from people who enforce, or the rulers who enforce things upon us, may be in conflict with the things that we are taught in God's word to do. And we're always, and this is part of the attitude, we're always to be subject in general in our attitude to them, but we're not going to always receive praise. Point in the attitude is be subject to the powers that are ordained of God. The powers that we have in our society are, it tells us, ordained of God, and we need to respect them because we know that that's true. Here's a warning. It said, well, here's an admonition. Do that which is good, and you will have praise of them. Most of the time. But there are times when that hasn't been the case, aren't there? Be subject, the second point is be subject to worldly powers. And the third point is that we are to take warning. Romans 13, verse 4. He is a minister of God to you for good. That's the reason God has appointed him. Now, he may not always follow what God wants him to do, but he is appointed by God for good. If you do that which is evil, better watch out. He bears not the sword in vain. He is a minister of God, a revenger, to execute wrath upon him that does evil. Wherefore, you must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. In fact, your conscience is involved. You know, you should have this knowledge that you are to be subject, and it should be built into who you are so that we all have a conscience, don't we? We have certain things we understand as being right or wrong. And when we violate those things that we have built in, that we should not have violated, it's something internal in us we know we shouldn't have done that, and our conscience will smite us for having done it. You must be subject, not only for wrath, not only because he's got a bully club, and if you want to fight with him, he's probably going to be able to win the fight. But you need to be subject to him, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. Internally within you, who you are as a part of God's true church, knowing that those powers that be are ordained by God. Then it says, for this cause pay you tribute also. And I think about that, pay you tribute. Well, the policeman who stopped me for flashing my lights at another car had me paying tribute. It came out of my billfold. And so that was one way of paying tribute. But I'm not sure that's the only way that Paul is talking about here when he said, pay you tribute. Tribute we can look at as being an attitude that we might have. Not just paying money, but and having an attitude of submissiveness and cooperation. That's an attitude of tribute, recognizing who the individual is and who appointed that individual and how we should be behaving to him because he's a minister of God. Some of them don't act like it all the time, but. So, for that cause, pay you tribute. They are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Now, sometimes, I'll give you an example of this, they can be very nice to you. And I think of an example. I was 11 years old. My father worked in Atlanta, and we lived in Athens, Georgia. And he had to get up and go to the bus about 4 a.m. in the morning in order to get to work on time. And he'd take the Greyhound bus to Atlanta two or three times a week in relationship to his job. He was a railway mail clerk. And so one night I went with my mother, which I did from time to time, when she took him to the bus station. It was only about maybe 3/4 of a mile away. And so he got out, crossed the street, went into the bus station. I guess he was going to get his ticket so he'd be ready to get on the bus. But he disappeared from out of sight. My mother said, come on over here and drive. And I had never had anything to do like that before. But I didn't want to turn down the opportunity either. Well, the car was sitting on a downhill, you know, pointed up the hill. And so she let me get behind the wheel, and she got on the other side of the car. And I started trying to, you know, it was a straight shift car. I was trying to start off going up the hill, but I couldn't get the thing to go forward. It just kept rolling backwards, and I couldn't figure out how to operate the clutch and the gas pedal and make the car go in the right direction. So finally, we're crossways in the road, in kind of the middle of downtown Athens, Georgia, which it wasn't a big town, but it was big enough. And then here came the police. And my mother jumped out of the car. Oh, it was one of her relatives. Carl Longley. And she said, "Oh, Carl, I was just trying to let him drive a little bit here." And he was not really pleased about it, but he didn't take any action against her or against me. She said, "Oh, I'll run now." And so she got back and underneath the wheel and took off, and he let her go and let me go. And then we got around the corner, and she said, "Okay, come back all over." I would have thought we both learned our lesson, but anyway, sometimes, you know, the police can be merciful. Maybe they shouldn't have been that merciful to me at that time, but they weren't. Police are ministers. Pay tribute to them in attitude and where you're required to, if you have to pay financial tribute. They're ministers of God. Let's be sure we treat them with the same respect that God's ministers deserve. As a society, we would do well always to pay tribute to our police. Always, as I said, secondary to our obedience and where the law of God is involved, then we necessarily must follow the law of God, because it supersedes the laws of men. I question this, I think about this from time to time, as I watch what's happening and the cries to defund the police. Where will we as a society be if we don't have police? They are the ministers of God. So let's be sure that we have the proper attitude and respect toward them.